I was a little drunk and a little too full of cake, but it didn't matter. Because, as I said, I was a little drunk. Music blared through the speakers as people writhed on the dance floor, laughing and joking with one another. I was pretty sure most of these people had been strangers earlier in the day, but when the birthday shots came out and the cake was cut, people became quite friendly. That didn't bother me too much from where I stood at the edge of the dance floor, sipping my drink and watching the others have fun. I wasn't sure what drink I was on. I had lost count at around 3, which didn't seem like a lot, but I was usually a beer or wine drinker, not a cocktail drinker. However, these fruity concoctions tasted yummy, and they went well with the cake that I had inhaled. "Do you want some water?" I blinked and narrowed my gaze at my brother, August. At least, I thought it was August, though it could have been Heath. My brothers were identical twins, after all, and sometimes, if I'd had this many drinks, which wasn't often, it was hard to remember how to tell them apart, being identical and all. You would think that sometimes I would feel like the odd man out, being the baby brother of twins that seemed to have that twin bond thing, but I didn't. No, the odd man out was actually our sister. But Greer wasn't here, as she had left earlier with her husbands. My brothers never made me feel like I was on the outside, the one that didn't look like them. I squinted one eye and figured out that, yes, this was August. "Looking good, Aggie?" My brother scowled and forced a plastic cup of water in my hand. "Drink this, and next time you call me Aggie, I'll forget that you bruise like a peach and I'll kick your ass." I snorted and looked down at both drinks in my hand.
For some reason, I had the meme stuck in my head of the little teacup piglet twerking thanks to a loop of streaming. And that pig kept twerking to the sound of Rihanna's "Work." Because all it felt like I was doing these days was working. But I was not nearly as adorable as the sweet little teacup pig, nor did I have the gloriousness that was Rihanna's ass. Nobody needed to see me twerking. All I was doing was working. Of course, that wasn't all I was doing, considering I had the memories of something that I shouldn't have done swirling through my mind. I loved my job, I really did, but sometimes it felt like my job was trying to kill me. I loved being in finance, and I was a damn good investment banker. And yet, dealing with finance bros meant that I worked twice as hard for half the gains. So I always had to be focused. I had to have my mind in the game, numbers at my fingertips, and I needed to work on projected growth and investments. I had a dual degree in finance and economics, and an MBA in finance from a top school. I had left my friends and family back in Denver to go to that top school out of state, and came back to work at one of the top finance companies in the country. It was the top one in Denver, and I kicked ass at it, when they actually saw me doing it. So I needed to keep my mind focused, and not on something from 2 months ago. I did not need to think of Luca, or the fact that I could remember what he tasted like, or remembered what he felt like when he was thrusting in and out of me, how he was so careful. Even though we were anything but careful with what we had done with each other that night. In the years since we met, we had become best friends, and were too involved in each other's lives. It hadn't even been 2 years since we met and everything clicked. I had known that I wanted this man in my life, but not for a romantic reason. Why would I want to go down that romantic alley? Romance killed. It ruined lives. Romance got in the way of what was important: succeeding, achieving, and being strategic about your life. My 5 to 10 year plan did not include a man.